This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by Accurate Solutions. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
Blueprints. They're not just plans, but a step-by-step guide for success. Blueprints make up the floor plan of your forever home. Blueprints are the designed essence of your dream car. Maybe you could have a drawn-out purpose for your money. Kirk Kinodic and Ethan Lane are here to discuss your blueprint for a better tomorrow. This is your Retirement Blueprint.
Welcome to Your Retirement Blueprint with Kirk Kinodic and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott. We talk retirement. That's what Kurt and Ethan and the team are all about, helping you figure out where you are on that road to retirement, income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning. What about Social Security and Medicare? It's all part of the retirement blueprint that Kurt, Ethan, and the team will help you set up for you and your situation. Everybody's situation is unique. It's really a cool opportunity for you to sit down with a team to try to first figure out, hey, are we good to go? Can we retire? Well, not yet. Maybe later. I don't know. You could have retired 3 years ago. We don't know the situation until you reach out. Kurt and Ethan and the team, though, are here to help you. 412-515-3355. 412-515-3355. And it really is all about you trying to, we're here to help, but you also can get the retirement kit. The retirement kit has a retirement income planning booklet. As will your money last? Are you paying too much in taxes? Social Security decisions, checklist challenge. Will a recession rob your retirement? Or if you just want to sit down with a team and have a conversation, that's in there as well. Just text the word KIT, K-I-T, to 412-515-3355. No obligation. Now, the events that Kurt and Ethan put on from time to time, the radio shows, the commercials they run, people popping in, current clients, prospective clients, they get a lot of questions every single day. Question, question, question. And they got to be quick. They got to be quick. We're going to see how quick they are right now because we're going to do a little mailbag segment. Are you guys ready for this? You ready, Kurt?
Ready to go.
Ready to
go.
First question comes from Mike in Wexford. Guys, we're seriously considering relocating now that we're a few years into retirement. Nothing's off the table, including moving abroad. What are some things we should think about when trying to decide where we should go?
That is a great question, and I don't think people think that through. You got to look at it two ways, emotionally, but also financially. So on the financial side, first of all, you have to look at the cost of living. You know, Pittsburgh and the Pittsburgh area is very, very reasonable as compared to other parts of the country for cost of living. So you have to factor in what is the cost of living. You have to definitely factor in taxation. So here in Pennsylvania, on Social Security income, on retirement income, pension income, and IRA withdrawals, they're not taxed on a state level. But we've had clients relocate to the Carolinas and other states where that income is taxed, and that could be 5-6% additional taxation. So look at cost of living, consider taxes, but then on the emotional side, and I've had this happen with clients where they have loved the beach. They're just beach people. That's where they went on vacation every year for a week, and they just decided, I'm going to buy a beachfront condo in a state down south. And after a few years, Mark, what happened is that became just routine. Mm-hmm. So what they used to love as a vacation, simply because they couldn't do it all that often, but except for once a year, but now they're on the beach every day of their life, it became routine. And so you sort of have to factor the emotional aspect in as well.
Yeah, and definitely it sounds like Mike's married. So make sure that you're both on the equal page of where to relocate.
That's a good point.
Both be equally excited about it because you don't want one person being drug into this situation if you're married. So get on the same page of where you both want to be and make sure you're in agreement on it.
I'm still struggling with the fact that waking up on the beach every day would become mundane and boring. It sounds right? Pretty good.
You know, I enjoy fishing, but if I said, hey, I'm going to fish every day of my life,
yeah, okay.
It might just becomes sort of a routine versus being excited about it.
And Kurt, really, this kind of goes back to your advice for those that want to retire to an RV, for example. Ooh, we're going to sell the house and we're going to get an RV. Well, maybe rent one for a week or two before you make that plunge. Kind of the same thing. Where you're going to relocate, make sure you've been there in different times of the year if you're going to permanently relocate. Kind of the same deal. So the team at Accurate Solutions Group, they see this a lot. So whether it's abroad, whether it's different climate, different part of the country, there's really a lot to think about. And there's different rules and laws and all that. All these different states have different things, countries and so forth. Just give the team a call, 412-515-3355. Maybe talk about it a little bit more because you said nothing's off the table. 412-515-3355. All right, next question comes from Heather in Cranberry. Guys, I'm really stressed about what I'm hearing about tax increases and all this money our government keeps spending. How can I learn more about what I can do to help protect my money? Ethan?
Yeah, that's a question we're hearing all the time. And obviously, one thing you can do is talk with us. Schedule a phone call or come into the office. Again, our number is 412-515-3355. But a basic part of the conversation we're having is discussing maybe Roth conversions, where you're taking out of IRAs or 401ks and paying the taxes on it now before tax rates increase in the future. Again, it's not for everybody. If you're still working and you're in your highest earning years, maybe it's not the right time for you to consider something like that. But if you're worried about tax rates increasing in the future, that's one thing to consider. But we'd encourage you, if you're listening, call us, 412-515-3355. And part of our blueprint process is tax-efficient strategies.
Yeah, and a Roth conversion or Roth contributions, if you're still working and you're under the income limits to still be able to contribute to Roth, I mean, those are wonderful vehicles to sort of give you options in the future once you're retired. So when you retire, you don't just want one bucket of all pre-tax money, money that you've saved pre-tax that's going to be taxable as ordinary income when you draw it in retirement. The more options you can give yourself, having after-tax money, meaning joint account money or savings account, having tax free money, Roth or Roth conversion money, and then having some pre-tax money, then you can sort of say, hey, if the government does make changes in the tax code and make something more advantageous or disadvantageous, then you can have the opportunity to determine, Mark, which bucket you're going to pull that income from.
Tax planning is super important. We know taxes are changing, in theory anyway. In January 1 of 2026, taxes are going up. 412-515-3355, 412-515-3355. Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. We're starting the show a little differently. We're going right to the mailbag to kick the show off. This one, Kurt, comes from Teresa. Do you help people with Medicare? I've been getting a lot of mail and phone calls about it, and it's really overwhelming. So my guess is Teresa may have just turned 64.
Yeah.
Just getting all that mail.
That's when your mailbox gets stuffed with all the different options when it comes to supplemental coverage, whether it's an Advantage plan or a true Medicare supplement policy. And yes, the answer is yes. Now, here's what I will say. We're smart enough here at Accurate Solutions Group to know what we don't know. We have enough knowledge and we keep updated on an annual basis so we can give general guidance and guidelines when it comes to Medicare and then Medicare supplement planning. We also, Mark, take a team approach here where we partner with individuals whose sole focus is those areas. So we have a couple CPA firms we've partnered with. We have some estate planning attorneys. And in addition, we have a healthcare specialist whose only job is to keep updated every year on all the different changes to Medicare, Medicare supplement coverage, the Advantage plans, and what's more and most appropriate for that individual. So yes, you're going to be overwhelmed. Once you hit that certain age, your mailbox is going to be stuffed with all kinds of stuff, and it can get confusing. Here's the nice thing. If you're at that age where you have to apply for Medicare and then pick a supplement or an Advantage plan, if you utilize a healthcare broker, you are not going to pay more than what you would have paid if you try and do it on your own. So I highly, highly encourage help.
Yeah, and we learned that a little bit whenever I very first started with Kurt. We were looking at getting myself licensed and contracted in the Medicare field, in addition to being a financial advisor. And we said, you know what? No, this is, we need one person dedicated for this. And that's why we take a team approach. So if you're getting all that stuff in the mail, we definitely understand it can be overwhelming and confusing, but give us a call and we can direct you where you need to be.
412-515-3355. Kind of rules of thumb. The Advantage plans typically are cheaper. And if you're in good health, it's not a bad route. supplements, usually a little more expensive. And if you're going to have health issues, supplements might be better. But Advantage plans are getting better all the time. So there's a lot of competition in that world. The nice thing is you can seek advice and it doesn't cost you anything. You're making an educated decision is really the key to all of this, because you're not wrong. Advantage plans or supplements probably, but there's probably a right one for you. How in the world do you figure it all out? Well, you can get some guidance. 412-515-3355. All right, next question. Ethan, you get it. It comes from Robert in Pittsburgh. My dad worked at the same job for 30 years before he retired with a pension, and it just seems like he's never had to worry much about money. I've worked for three different companies, but I've always made sure to contribute to the company 401k with each position. I'm realizing that I should do something with those different accounts. There's a good amount in each of them, I think, but I don't know how to consolidate that money or if that would even be the best thing for me to do. I'd sure love to enjoy retirement one day like my dad has.
Yeah, that is a good question. That's what we've seen with previous generations who had a pension. They just weren't as concerned about their monthly income because they had pension and Social Security. But if you're concerned about where your income's going to come from and you have three or four different 401ks like you do, it becomes difficult to know which one of those 401ks do I withdraw out of. And when you're withdrawing out of 401ks, most oftentimes they'll liquidate each fund that you have proportionately, which also may not be the best strategy for you. So if you're considering some consolidation, number one, that might make it just easier on you to stay organized. And if you're considering consolidation and working with a financial planner that's going to put it all together, manage it for a cash flow stream in accordance with your risk tolerance and income needs, I'm sure that's definitely going to make it easier on you as you head into retirement. So that's something that we help our clients with, you know, anytime that they need it. Our number is 412-515-3355.
Yeah, so the idea typically is if you're not at that place of employment, your 401k probably should not be either. But, Robert, of course, you don't just take those 401ks and say, hey, send me the check. You don't want some tax issues right there. But you can roll these things into IRAs and all of that without a tax, because it's just going custodian to custodian. And that's really right in the wheelhouse of what Kurt and Ethan can do for you and the team at Accurate Solutions Group is help guide you along this. So Mike, Heather, Teresa, Robert, we appreciate the questions. There's just a lot of moving parts in retirement. And that's where I think Accurate Solutions Group can really come in and help guide us. And you have that same opportunity. And there's no cost to just chat with the team. Say, here's some of the questions, concerns I have. What do you think? And then from there, it's up to you. Do you want to pursue it further? Or are you already won the game? You don't even need help? I mean, everybody's in a different situation. But Kurt and Ethan and the team would love to chat with you. 412-515-3355 is the number again. And if you text the word KIT, K-I-T, to 412-515-3355, one of those things you can download is, are you paying too much in taxes? You can just download it. Text the word KIT, 412-515-3355. Just getting started on your retirement blueprint with Kurt Kanodik and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. Back with more right after this.
Visit AccurateRadio.com and put your portfolio to the test with our checklist challenge. You can also check out our other offers from Accurate Solutions Group. That's AccurateRadio.com.
Have you saved enough? What are you going to do with Social Security? What will your taxes look like in retirement? Kurt Kanodik and Ethan Lane at Accurate Solutions Group believe retirement planning should be easy and you should be able to get all the information you need in one place. That's why Kurt and Ethan's team created the Your Retirement Kit, a comprehensive resource for your retirement. In it, you'll find a copy of the Retirement Income Planning Booklet. This booklet will help guide you through retirement with insight on taxes, Social Security, income, and more. To get a copy of your retirement kit, text KIT to 412-515-3355. In addition to the booklet, you'll also receive updated resources on some of retirement's most common concerns. Help simplify your retirement planning. Claim your retirement kit from Kurt Kanodik and Ethan Lane now by texting KIT to 412-515-3355. Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC.
And I've had conversations like that quite a bit lately to say, hey, this one trip is fine. Maybe another trip of the same size next year for the next couple of years. Let's see if your plan is impacted. And we're able to show that out pretty clearly through the Retirement Blueprint.
We've made it back. This is Your Retirement Blueprint, presented by Accurate Solutions Group.
Welcome back to Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Kenodic and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott. Again, if you want to find out more about Kurt and Ethan and the team, find out about events, you want to talk to them, you've got some questions, maybe you're getting close to retirement, maybe you've already retired and you've got some concerns, 412-515-3355 is the number. There is no cost for this. This is totally complimentary. 412-515-3355. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us today. We're going to talk a little legacy planning. And I think it's easy to make assumptions about what goes into a legacy plan, but Kurt and Ethan are going to make it clear for us today on what we need and what are the basics and maybe what are some of the extras we could get depending on our situation. I guess, really, Ethan, at the end of the day, what are some basic questions we need to ask ourselves on this topic?
So here are a few questions you probably should be thinking about as we get into this today. Number one, what kind of legacy do you want to leave to your loved ones? Is there a certain amount of money that you want to leave each child, or, you know, what type of legacy do you want to leave? Number two, do you have the proper documents in place so your wishes are carried out just the way you want them to be? And number three, are you working with the right professional to help you create your legacy plan? Like Mark, you mentioned, this isn't easy to do on your own. There's a lot of areas that you probably haven't thought about when it comes to leaving a legacy plan, and there are professionals out there to assist. You need to think about, are you working with the right one for that situation?
But Ethan, the nice thing is, since we talked last week, you have now got your law degree, and you now are an estate planning attorney.
Yeah, if it was that easy, I think we'd all be doing it. No. We do work with local ones that we refer our clients to. If someone needs an estate plan, we know good attorneys in the area that can help assist with those needs.
And we are in the next segment. We're going to make you stay on to find out some of those basic documents, some of the documents that you really need when you think about this. Kurt, I have a two-part question. How do you talk to your clients about legacy planning? And how do they talk to you about legacy? For some, it's probably super important to leave money behind to the kids or favorite charity or what have you. For others, maybe not so much. So how do your clients typically talk about legacy planning? Do you bring it up? Do they bring it up? Imagine it differs from client to client.
Well, if they're new to our firm, so if they have come to one of our dinner workshops or they've been referred to us by an existing client, it's one of the areas we bring up because it is part of our retirement blueprint. Remember, for income first and foremost, investment allocation, tax planning, healthcare planning, and legacy planning. So occasionally someone will bring it up to us as a concern, but if they don't, we bring it up. And the majority of people, what we hear today, Mark, and this is just in general, we hear that, hey, you know what? First and foremost, I'm protecting myself and my spouse. We want to make sure we're not a burden on our family. And if there is anything left, we want to leave it as efficiently as possible as a legacy. That's the first thing we hear. But oftentimes we still hear there is an equal weight put on, hey, we want to make sure we're okay and we're comfortable in retirement, but I still want to leave a legacy to our family. So comes up in both situations that way. And you have to, like you had mentioned, you know, it's about preserving the values. You have to be prepared for the unexpected if a legacy is a concern. The unexpected is we put a plan in place, everything's doing great, but we haven't protected it. We haven't protected it from future health care costs or critical illness situations or just lifestyle changes coming up. We got to protect it, preserve those values if a legacy is going to be something you want to take care of. We have to create that preservation. So we have to grow the assets for you and your family during your lifetime in retirement because we're living longer. But we also have to put an emphasis on preservation as well. And having that planning, that can help you avoid those costly missteps. And one of those missteps, unfortunately, is overtaxation. So we need to be tax efficient with what we're doing as well.
If you haven't started thinking about how you're going to leave your legacy and those questions that we just asked, so what type of legacy do you plan to leave to your loved ones? Do you have the proper documents in place? We'll talk about that here in the next segment. And are you working with the right professional to help you create your legacy plan? If you have questions or concerns, or you think maybe this is an area you've even started addressing, give us a call at 412-515-3355. We'll start working on a retirement blueprint that's customized for you. We'll help address concerns, and we can refer you to the right firms, the right professionals that can help execute those documents in our area. Our number again is 412-515-3355.
Ethan, talk about the benefits of that strategic legacy plan. What do we really get out of it?
Well, there's lots of different benefits here. We can help optimize your tax liabilities. We want to look at the tax impact of your financial situation and how can we minimize that over the course of your life, not only your life, but when you're leaving a legacy to your heirs, right? Think about if you have a 401k or an IRA and that's money that's not yet been taxed. A lot of people say, well, you know what, I'll pay the taxes on it as I need to and leave whatever's left to the kids. Well, now when your kids inherit tax-deferred money like that, they're forced to pay the taxes on it over a 10-year period. And that could be, like Mark, you mentioned, they're in their 40s or 50s or 60s making the most income of their whole career. I don't think that's minimizing the tax liability on your money by putting the taxes off to your kids. So we want to help you minimize that. You can avoid family disputes and conflicts if the estate is clean and easy to interpret. They know how you want it executed. There's not going to be as many areas for conflict when you pass on. And you can preserve wealth for future generations, but you can also allow for charitable giving and philanthropy. If that's important to you, maybe you don't have kids. Maybe you want to make sure what you saved up goes to organizations that you believe in, that you partnered with while you were here. You can do that through proper estate planning.
So, Kurt, when you think about that part, that some of those things that Ethan just talked about, I think the preserving wealth for future generations has changed a little bit on how we go about doing that because of the First Secure Act that did away with the stretch IRA, where now you have a 10-year window. You leave, let's say you got three kids, you leave them $750,000, they each get $250,000 apiece. You've left them a huge tax burden if you do it in the IRA world. Some of those things are always changing, which you and Ethan, obviously, and your team at Accurate Solutions Group keep up with, but things have changed a little bit on how you go about it, would you say?
Oh, absolutely. And it can be as simple as that. So I'll just give a real general example. And this happens from time to time, but maybe a legacy is a concern. So you want to leave some money to children or to grandchildren. And let's say you have three buckets of money. You have Roth IRA money, which is tax-free money. You have a traditional IRA, which is pre-tax, meaning once you take money out, it's taxable as ordinary income. And then you have just a joint brokerage account where you have a cost basis. You put a certain amount of money in, it's grown, but you're only taxed on the growth. And all of a sudden, these individuals want to leave money to children or grandchildren, and they're leaving the wrong bucket of money. Maybe they're leaving the traditional IRA money to the children and grandchildren. And the downside to doing that is just what you have said, Mark. There's a 10-year window. They have to pull that money out, and it's all pre-tax. Instead of utilizing the Roth IRA for tax-free for the kids or grandkids, or even that brokerage account where you have a cost basis. So it can be as simple as that, and it gets much more, it gets deeper and more complex, but tax planning and planning efficiently with those assets, if legacy is a concern, is critically important. That's what we do here at Accurate Solutions Group.
Ethan, talk a little bit about what can happen if we don't do this properly. My kind of rule of thumb theory is not, and I say this even though I've not done this and I should. I have a 23-year-old now handicapped daughter that was injured in a car wreck a senior year in high school, paralyzed from waist down. I should do this. I haven't done this yet because I got time on my side, right? I'm 64. I need to do this at 85. That's probably not right. I need to do something now. But, you know, if we don't do this properly, because my theory kind of is if you love your family, do this. And if you hate your family, do nothing. Just leave them a total mess. That's not good either. But what happens if we don't do this the right way?
Yeah, Mark, you're absolutely right. You are likely going to leave your family with a big mess where, you know, you can go to probate and, you know, your assets may not go to exactly who you want them to or how you want them to go. And then you're leaving your family to decide. And that's never a good thing. You know, family and money typically does not mesh well. So if you have your will established, you have exactly how you want things to go, then that relieves some of the stress and the pressure on your family.
And even just, Mark, understanding the basics, like where you have financial accounts where you can name a direct beneficiary on, you want to take advantage of that because a direct beneficiary named on that doesn't mean there's no inheritance tax here in Pennsylvania, but it does mean it goes outside of the will. It goes directly to that named beneficiary. And some clients get confused. Some consumers get confused because they say, well, I have a will in place and it dictates where all my assets are going. Well, you have to recognize if you have assets that you have a direct beneficiary on, those assets don't go through the will and don't go through the probate process. They go direct. So make sure you have an understanding of what assets are going to be probated through the will and what assets are going to go direct. And, you know, those are things that if you haven't taken the time to really try and understand that, if you have a current advisor, they're not talking to you about this. If you're a do-it-yourselfer and you haven't really thought this process through, or you simply want a second opinion, that's what we do at Accurate Solutions Group. We're not attorneys. We're not CPAs, but we have a team approach. We work with individuals who we can refer you to put that true strategic legacy plan in place. 412-515-3355. That's our phone number. When you call us, we can go through the entire process, your retirement blueprint, looking at those five key areas, which is income, investment allocation, tax planning, healthcare planning, and legacy planning. Or it can be more specific. Hey, I just want to talk about this legacy plan because I have not addressed that. We can handle it either way, but you have to take that first step. And it's calling us at 412-515-3355.
And if you text the word KIT, K-I-T, to 412-515-3355, one of those things you can download is, are you paying too much in taxes? You can just download it. Text the word KIT, 412-515-3355. Just getting started on your retirement blueprint with Kurt Kenodik and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. Back with more right after this.
Don't let taxes derail your retirement. Visit AccurateRadio.com today and discover many warning signs that you are paying more than your fair share to Uncle Sam. That's AccurateRadio.com.
Have you saved enough? What are you going to do with Social Security? What will your taxes look like in retirement? Kurt Kenodik and Ethan Lane at Accurate Solutions Group believe retirement planning should be easy and you should be able to get all the information you need in one place. That's why Kurt and Ethan's team created the Your Retirement Kit, a comprehensive resource for your retirement. In it, you'll find a copy of the Retirement Income Planning Booklet. This booklet will help guide you through retirement with insight on taxes, Social Security, income, and more. To get a copy of Your Retirement Kit, text KIT to 412-515-3355. In addition to the booklet, you'll also receive updated resources on some of retirement's most common concerns. Help simplify your retirement planning. Claim your retirement kit from Kurt Kenodik and Ethan Lane now by texting KIT to 412-515-3355. Investment advisory service is offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by Accurate Solutions.
And I don't think this is an exaggeration when I say 80, 85% of the people I meet with, they're already figuring out what do I want to do part-time. And a lot of them just do that 10, 15, 20 hours a week. And maybe it's golf money. Maybe it's travel money. Critically important, you have to stay active, not only physically active, but you got to keep your mind active and having that camaraderie with people you work with.
This is Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Kenodik, Ethan Lane, and co-host Mark Elliott.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Kenodik and Ethan Lane of Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott. Again, if you have questions about anything regarding your situation, do you have enough? I think I've got enough, but you don't know. Why wouldn't you talk to the team at Accurate Solutions Group? There's no cost for this. Do you think we can retire? Well, when can we retire? Is our money going to last as long as we need it to? Really, what we all want to know is if we retire, are we going to be okay? 412-515-3355, 412-515-3355. So we're talking about legacy and estate planning on the show today. There are, and we've already thrown out wills, but there's wills, there's living will. I suppose there's a difference. I don't know. Kurt's going to explain that. Trust, powers of attorney, advanced directives for healthcare. What are all these different documents? What do we basically all need? And then I imagine there's like trust. There's other people that need a trust. I don't know. Can you explain all this for us, Kurt?
I will, but I'm going to throw out my disclaimer first, just so everyone understands. I'm not an attorney. I'm not a CPA. So when I'm talking in general terms today, just about what these documents traditionally and typically do for someone. I would encourage you, if something sparks an interest or it's like, I don't have that, definitely call an attorney or call us and we can refer you to someone. But in general terms, Mark, a will, I think we all know what a will is. But basically, when we pass away, now normally between spouses, it's when the second spouse passes away, you go through what's called the probate process. And the probate process, the word probate is a Latin word that means proving of the will. So in essence, the probate process is proving the will through court. And the will basically stipulates, hey, when I do pass away, here's who I want getting my stuff, you know. I don't want to say junk, but here's who I want getting my stuff, and here's the percentage I want so-and-so getting, and here's how I want it distributed. That's a will, and everyone should have a will. I mean, in my opinion, you really need a will, because if you don't have a will, then you die what's called intestate. And whatever state you're domiciled in, they have their own rules of how your assets are going to be distributed if you pass away without a will. So everyone needs a will. A living will is basically, it's while you're alive, and it's more of a, it's almost like the advanced directive for healthcare. And people get confused. You have a will and a living will, but living will typically talks about while I'm alive, if I become incapacitated, here's what I want to happen when it comes to my healthcare decisions. A trust is a little bit different. So a trust, there's two main types of trusts. There's an irrevocable trust, which cannot be revoked once it's in place, and a revocable trust. And again, I don't want to get into specifics because I'm not an attorney, but they both accomplish different things. So you have a trust, you have a power of attorney. Power of attorney is important because if you have a lot of retirement dollars, which are pre-tax dollars, that's in an individual name. And if we're married, typically our spouse is beneficiary on that, but that's only at our death. If I become incapacitated and I have a lot of pre-tax dollars, like an IRA account or a 401k account, your spouse really can't access that money unless you have a power of attorney that says they can. So everyone should have a power of attorney. And again, sort of the advanced directives for healthcare basically says, if I'm incapacitated and there's no chance of me recovering, if I'm brain dead and or something like that, here's my wishes of what the treatment I want, the life preserving abilities that I want. And normally you name your spouse or obviously a close personal friend making those decisions. You've made the decisions. They're just carrying out the decisions you've made.
So, Ethan, when you think about this, and we all heard the stories, right? Somebody passed away, and their beneficiary was their first spouse. Well, they're on their second or their third. That causes issues. You think about, it was the gal in Florida, I believe, and it was a huge deal that lasted for a long time, where she had, I don't know, got sick, brain aneurysm, car, whatever it was, but she was not doing well. And so they put her on a ventilator and kept her alive. Husband said she doesn't want to live like this. Parents said, oh, yes, she does. She could come out of this. And it became a huge case. Those kind of things are certainly some of the missteps we can have by not doing this. Are there, I mean, that kind of fits into the missteps, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Mark, you mentioned it, and I personally saw that happen too, where someone came in and, well, at this point, they were still living, but they had been divorced. And I made sure that they knew who the beneficiaries were on their accounts. And they said, wow, I had this life insurance policy we took out when we had the kids. And the primary beneficiary was the ex-spouse. So they needed to know those kinds of things. And that's probably not what their wishes would have been should they have passed. So you need to make sure that your beneficiaries are up to date, that you have a will. You need to make sure whether or not a trust is appropriate for you. For some people, it is. For some people, it isn't. There are certain assets that can go into a trust and others that cannot go into a trust. So some people have the proper assets, they have the right amount of assets worth funding a trust for their legacy, and other people don't. You need to make sure which is best for you. And we're a resource at Accurate Solutions Group. We can direct our clients where they need to go to have those conversations with professionals. If they need a will, we can have send them to where they need to go to put that will in place, the proper attorneys in our area. If they need to have conversations about a trust, we can refer them to certain attorneys that can help put them in place.
And if we're working together and managing investments for a client, we can work with that attorney to update beneficiaries according to the will, according to the trust. If you haven't had that conversation, give us a call at 412-515-3355. Again, our number is 412-515-3355.
So, Kurt, you've been doing this for 30 years. Have you ever run across something where they just totally messed it up or didn't have something in place?
Yes. I mean, unfortunately. So today, well, not so much today, but in the past, normally there was one individual, the spouse, whether it was the husband or the wife, who worked more so than the other. Maybe the other spouse stayed home, raised the family. But a lot of the retirement monies were in that individual person's name in a 401k and an IRA. And we did have a situation where someone had had a stroke and became incapacitated and lived for many years afterwards, but could not make any decisions, couldn't write any checks, couldn't pay any bills, couldn't pay the health care costs. And that spouse did not have a health care, a power of attorney to access that IRA, that 401k. So the spouse literally had to go to court, had to get guardianship over the other spouse's assets, and then had to report on an annual basis how that money was spent each and every year to the court because that power of attorney wasn't in place. And a lot of that, Mark, can be avoided. It's a lot of time, it's a lot of costs, it's a lot of headaches that can be avoided by having that proper document, that power of attorney. And you had mentioned the case in Florida. Had that individual had an advanced healthcare directive and had suffered that situation, and now, you know, instead of the parents and the spouse trying to figure out, hey, what's best for that individual, if the advanced healthcare directive was in place, they would have known what that individual's wishes were, and those would have been carried out.
Yeah, we can certainly take care of all this stuff beforehand. We certainly can't wait until we don't know when something could happen. 412-515-3355 to chat with the team. 412-515-3355. Now, Kurt and Ethan aren't writing this plan for you. They will send you to the estate planning attorney, the lawyers, to make sure it's all done properly. But they understand this world. They're just not going to do all the paperwork for you, but they can certainly kind of help walk you through this. What are some of the ways, Kurt, that we really can actually start creating this plan?
Well, I mean, it's step by step, you know, and don't get overwhelmed because when, you know, so our planning process, your retirement blueprint, we cover five areas. And the last area we covered traditionally is legacy because we put the plan in place, figure out the budget, figure out the cash flow and how we're going to get that cash flow efficiently. Then we can determine, okay, from a legacy perspective, what assets are going to be left? How do we structure that? And so we act sort of in that circumstance in the legacy planning, Mark, more as your quarterback. We'll give you general information based off of what your wishes, your goals, your concerns are. And then we enlist either working with your current estate planning attorney or professional, or if you don't have one in place, we can make a referral outside of our firm. You can work with one of our estate planning attorneys. So we're sort of acting in a team capacity. We can help provide clear directives for your loved ones. So oftentimes we'll put a plan in place, your retirement blueprint. We'll finish up that plan. And oftentimes we'll have not only our clients into our office, but also the family, just to make sure everyone understands what the wishes are and how the planning works and who to contact in the event something does come up. And then lastly, but critically important, like Ethan had mentioned, we got to make sure those beneficiary designations are up to date, because anything that has a beneficiary, once again, doesn't go through that will, doesn't go through that process. So those are some of the areas. There's more than that, but those are some of the areas that we definitely cover.
I wanted to remind our listeners that remember that this is your legacy. This came to mind while we were talking. I had met with a client who was, you know, towards the end phase of her life, and she had been living on her own in her own house. She had done a good job saving, and her health was starting to go just a little bit in her memory. And so she was looking at like a nursing home, but an apartment. So when she was in there, once her health started declining, she could transition to more assisted care. And so we looked at the financial numbers, what it would cost to get her in the home, and she could easily afford it. And she said, you know what, my kids are going to be mad at me because this is their legacy. And I said, well, this is your money. This is what you save for, and this is what's best for you. You have to keep yourself in mind first with how you're planning your legacy and spending your assets. But just wanted to remind people that when you're making those types of decisions, remember, this is for you. You have to plan for you first. And what you leave to your kids, we do want to do it in an efficient manner.
Now, and certainly, you're going to review this anytime there's there's a big change in your family life, you know, marriage, birth, death, divorce, you're going to change this. That's kind of the retirement blueprint is not written in stone. It's always going to adjust with you and your lifestyle. Ethan, talk about the importance of understanding the tax consequences of our financial decisions, especially when it comes to legacy and inheritance goals.
Well, whenever you save money, there's tax consequences for however you're spending those investments, whether it's coming out of an IRA or 401k. You have to realize that's taxed at ordinary income rates for you when you withdraw it. Or like we mentioned earlier, if you leave it to your kids, they're forced to spend down that money, pay the taxes on it at their income rates, which they could be in their 40s, 50s, or 60s making the highest income of their whole career in the highest tax bracket they'll ever be in. So you have to think long term about the tax implications of your money. You know, and this all wraps into the legacy planning, which goes into the retirement blueprint. And if you're listening today and you don't have a plan in place for your retirement, or you don't have a plan in place for leaving an efficient legacy, and you have questions or concerns about what we've been discussing today, please give us a call. Our number is 412-515-3355. We're happy to have either an initial phone call to answer questions. We can have a vision meeting in our office or via Zoom. We just want to get to know, how can we help you? How can we put a retirement blueprint in place that's customized to your situation and your goals and your concerns? But you have to take that first step, and that's calling our office at 412-515-3355. Again, that number is 412-515-3355.
So we're going to come back and wrap up today's show. We're going to kind of have a fun segment, learn a little bit more about Ethan and Kurt. When we come back on Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt and Ethan from Accurate Solutions Group.
In a financial rut? Think you're paying too much in taxes? Or maybe you find yourself taking care of others before you can save for your own goals? Call Accurate Solutions Group today, 412-515-3355. That's 412-515-3355.
Have you saved enough? What are you going to do with Social Security? What will your taxes look like in retirement? Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane at Accurate Solutions Group believe retirement planning should be easy and you should be able to get all the information you need in one place. That's why Kurt and Ethan's team created the Your Retirement Kit, a comprehensive resource for your retirement. In it, you'll find a copy of the Retirement Income Planning Booklet. This booklet will help guide you through retirement with insight on taxes, Social Security, income, and more. To get a copy of your retirement kit, text KIT to 412-515-3355. In addition to the booklet, you'll also receive updated resources on some of retirement's most common concerns. Help simplify your retirement planning. Claim your retirement kit from Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane now by texting KIT to 412-515-3355. Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC.
This is Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik, Ethan Lane, and co-host Mark Elliott.
Welcome back to Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. Kurt started the company in 1994. A year before that, Ethan Lane was born. Glad you're with us. If you want to find out more, you can always go to the website, asgretire.com, asgretire.com. Questions, concerns, hey, when can I retire? Do I have enough? Will my money last as long as I do? Will my loved ones be okay if something happens to me? Those are really big questions. And the team at Accurate Solutions Group is here to help you figure those answers out, if you will. 412-515-3355. No cost, no obligation for this. 412-515-3355. And there's no question, when you retire, there are a lot of choices that you need to make when you get to retirement. And it's kind of a little bit of a dilemma for you, deciding, are you staying in your own home? Are you having a second home? Are you traveling? What are you going to do? How are you going to spend your time? And it's a game of would you rather. We've done this before on the program. So we're going to play a little game of would you rather today. So Kurt, I'll start with you. Then Ethan, I want your theory, because you're longer away from retirement than we are. That's for sure. So would you rather, Kurt, retire where you are right now, or would you rather retire to warm climate or cold climate?
That's simple. Warm for me. I would not retire where I'm at. I love where I grew up. I love Western Pennsylvania. I love the beauty of our state, but I'm getting tired of the cold weather. And so I could definitely see a warmer climate for sure.
Yeah, I'm actually going to say I'd retire here or here-ish in this similar climate. I like the change of seasons. My wife is the first one to tell you that if I'm too hot, I get really cranky. And we just did take a trip to Florida not long ago. By the end of that trip, I was looking for any shade I could find and inside if I could. So I like the change of seasons. I think I need it.
We'll give you more winters to change your mind.
Not more, no more of the cold, but you know, the amount that we have is plenty.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. All right. So when you think of all these things, because this is what we're doing, when you sit down with Kurt and Ethan and you talk about your retirement, you are kind of deciding things, right? Would you rather do this? Would you rather do that? Kurt, maybe tell me about some of the conversations you have with people who are trying to make a decision like, hey, I got a big inheritance. Do I now spend it all or do I make sure that I save some of that for the kids?
And I hear this so overwhelmingly. I can't give you a percentage, 80, 90% of the time. It's interesting, Mark. When I started back in the insurance industry back in 1989 and then went independent in 1994, everything was different. Our clients were scrimping and saving money because they wanted to put their children in a position that they were better off than what they were. And it's different today. Today, it's more about, it's not that they want to disinherit their children, but their number one priority is themselves. They want to make sure them, their spouse, they're taken care of. And if there is something left over, they want that inheritance to go as efficiently as possible. But the number one priority today is them.
So we've talked about on this show before, for sure, about famous people who maybe don't have a will, like Prince or Aretha Franklin or Walt Disney even, or they don't get their affairs in order before they pass away because it maybe happened suddenly. They weren't expecting it. But there's a lot of celebrities lately who have come out saying that they do not want to leave an inheritance to their kids. Anderson Cooper of CNN and 60 Minutes, he was not left an inheritance from his mother, Gloria Vanderbilt, of the super rich Vanderbilt family. And he says that's why he was so motivated to succeed professionally. He doesn't plan to leave anything to his son. Jackie Chan, worth about $400 million. He's done well, I would say. He says he's going to leave it to a charity rather than give it to his son. Marie Osmond doesn't plan to leave any of her $20 million to her 8 kids. She's going to give it all to charity. So is that a trend you're seeing, Ethan, at all, where people are like, hey, we've worked hard for our money. Our kids need to work hard for theirs. I'm giving it to somebody that needs it, not to my kids.
I've seen it here and there, maybe not to that extent where they're not leaving their kids anything or a very tiny amount, but people are taking that philosophy where they're saying, I really did help my kids quite a bit. And it seems like the generations that keep coming up are a little more entitled than the previous ones, and they want them to work for what they get. And they said, I worked hard to put myself and my wife or my husband in this position. I want our kids to do the same thing for themselves and their family. So maybe they do leave a portion to a charity rather than everything they have to their kids, or maybe they structure some type of trust where there's certain payouts over certain periods of time, things like that. But you know, the overarching goal is that they want their kids and the next generation to work just as hard as they had to and put themselves in that position too.
If I'm Jackie Chan's son, I'm saying, Dad, come on, you got $400 million. I mean, certainly you could throw me a million or two just to help me get along. I mean, come on. But
out of $400 million, yeah, you would think, yeah,
come on. So it is interesting because I think this is a big decision because it is, as Kurt said, it's kind of evolving on how we look at this. This is something that you should talk about. You want to make sure that if you are leaving money to your kids, that you do it a tax-efficient way. Probably the most tax-inefficient retirement tool out there is an IRA. Certainly since they changed the rules back in 2020, doing away with the stretch IRA. There are ways to leave money the right way and not leave headaches to your family. You can certainly do it the wrong way and create headaches. 412-515-3355 if you'd like to chat with Kurt, Ethan, and the team at Accurate Solutions Group about this, because this is a big deal. You want to do it the right way, I think, for most of us. If you love your family, do the right planning. If you hate them, I guess it doesn't matter. But I think most of us aren't in that situation. 412-515-3355. Now, Kurt, there are a lot of different things we can leave money to. Certainly our kids would be one. Some it's for their church, or it's to the Red Cross, or it's hurricane relief here, or tornado relief there, whatever. Do you find people that really want to make sure that they have a portion that they can leave to a charity or to an organization?
For the most part, most clients are charitable. Now, whether they specifically want to leave a bequest that is, you know, a large bequest, but there are specific ways, Mark, of how giving to charity, especially since the tax law changes of 2017. You know, how you give to that charity can, you don't want to, you're not giving to benefit yourself, but you want to give as efficiently as possible. So what happened in 2017 is we had an exemption and a deduction, and the exemption went away, but the standard deduction for a married couple went up. And it sort of discouraged people to give because their contribution to that charity couldn't be deducted or couldn't be itemized because they weren't hitting that standard deduction. So some, there are tools out there. You can front end load your giving, you know, give in 1 year, 3 or 4 years worth of charitable giving so that you can surpass that standard deduction and itemize and write that donation off. There's other ways you can give through your required minimum distributions. You can give directly to the charity so that doesn't show up on the tax return. And I would encourage anyone listening, if you don't have a giving plan in place, if you don't understand how to do that tax efficiently, here at Accurate Solutions Group, we are more than happy to help, whether it's a specific question on that or whether it's, hey, how do we incorporate that into our plan? If you have that plan, just give us a call at 412-515-3355. Again, it's 412-515-3355.
It seems like it's about creating memories as well. I took my daughter to Colorado. She'd never seen the mountains. She was 15 at the time. And it was like, that was so cool to experience that with her. And I made sure that when we woke up, we were driving to the mountains so you could see them from a long way away. I didn't want to be in and wake up and mountains are all around us. I just wanted to see that, holy cow, you can see them from far away. And it was kind of a fun thing. And you have people that maybe want to take their family on a trip to Hawaii or what have you, because you're creating memories that will last your kids, grandkids forever by doing that, I would think.
Yeah, absolutely. And even, you know, my father-in-law just pretty much did that with us. You know, we went to Key West and he was down there for about 3 weeks and said, why don't you and Allie come down and spend a week with us? And
you said, hey, it's too hot. I'd rather go to New Brunswick.
I was appreciative. I was very appreciative. But you know what, Mark, you know how pale I am. I get sunburnt like the first day and then that hurts the rest of the time. But we had a wonderful time. And it's those memories that we're still talking about. Some of the fun things. We took some jet skis out and things that we wouldn't have probably been able to do or thought of doing had it not been for him and his generosity.
And what was interesting about that, Mark, is when Ethan was down there, he saw one of our clients who had retired about 3 years ago. And it's interesting. They were the RV people. They sold their home here in Butler. They bought an RV. And literally since retirement, they've been traveling the country. He winters in Key West. He plays the saxophone. So he goes to different locations and does his gigs. And then they're in Charleston for a while each and every year. And then they come back and visit us. So it was it's just an interesting.
Yeah, it was really cool because he really felt like he was a local. He's showing me all these spots. He's talking about it like it's his home. And I know he spends his winters there and he's from here in PA. But that's one of the rewarding parts of what we do is to see our clients living out those goals that they had been putting in place for years and loving it. So, you know, if you haven't sat down and worked on a retirement plan, you don't even know what your goals for retirement are and you want to talk that out and work through that, give us a call at 412-515-3355. Again, our number is 412-515-3355.
Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as a sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Accurate Solutions Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Accurate Solutions Group. This radio show is a paid placement.
Have you saved enough? What are you going to do with Social Security? What will your taxes look like in retirement? Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane at Accurate Solutions Group believe retirement planning should be easy and you should be able to get all the information you need in one place. That's why Kurt and Ethan's team created the Your Retirement Kit, a comprehensive resource for your retirement. In it, you'll find a copy of the Retirement Income Planning Booklet. This booklet will help guide you through retirement with insight on taxes, Social Security, income, and more. To get a copy of Your Retirement Kit, text KIT to 412-515-3355. In addition to the booklet, you'll also receive updated resources on some of retirement's most common concerns. Help simplify your retirement planning. Claim your retirement kit from Kurt Kenodic and Ethan Lane now by texting KIT to 412-515-3355. Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC.
The proceeding was paid for by Accurate Solutions. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.